أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Lesson number 36 سورة البقرة آية 267-274 يا أيها الذين آمنوا O you who have believed أنفقوا All of you should spend From what? من طيبات ما كسبتم Of the good things which you have earned We learn over here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers as to what they should spend. In the previous verses that we learned, the proper etiquette, the proper manners of spending were mentioned in detail. That when a person gives, he should give it for the sake of Allah. He should give it fi sabilillah. And once a person has given, he should not follow that act of charity by man and adha. Why? Because man and adha both, what do? They nullify the charity that a person has given. Similarly, the proper etiquette of spending is that when a person spends, he should not do it for the sake of showing off to the people. Rather, he should do it with sincerity. So in the previous verses, we learned about the reward of spending and the etiquette of spending. And in the verses that inshallah we will study today, we will learn about what exactly should a person spend. That when a person chooses to spend in the way of Allah, what kind of thing should he give in his way? And also, on who should a person spend? So the ayah begins, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. The believers are being addressed. Now we see that the hukum, the command to spend, is being given. But before the command, the believers are being addressed. If you think of it, the command could also have been given without mentioning iman. Isn't it so? Without Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, the command could still have been given. But if Allah has mentioned alladhina amanu, what does that show? That if a person is truly a believer, then he must do this. It is a requirement of iman. And if a person does not do it, what does that show? That his iman is deficient. There is something wrong in his faith. So to prove your iman, if you're really a true believer, then what should you do? Anfiqu, you should spend. Many times we think, okay, spending in the way of Allah, it's nafl, it's a sadaqah, it's voluntary, it's not obligatory. But what does Allah say? Anfiqu, you have to spend, whether a little or a lot. No matter what you can do, do something, give something. Anfiqu, all of you should spend. What should you spend? Min طَيِّبَاتِ You should spend that which is good. طَيِّبَات is a plural of طَيِّبَة. And as we have learned earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah, طَيِّب refers to that which is clean, that which is good, something that is pleasant to look at, something that is agreeable as well. And one more very important condition of طَيِّب is that it is halal. It is pure. So spend of the good things, of the pure things, of the clean things, of the halal things, things that are of value, ma kasabtum, which you have earned. Kasabtum is from kasb, and kasb is from kaf, seen ba. Kasb literally means to earn something, to acquire something. But how? Through labor, through some work. And this work, this labor, could be physical, and it could also be intellectual. People do different types of work, and when they do work, what do they get? A paycheck, some money. The work could be different. So, طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ Meaning whatever that you have earned from your revenue, from your earnings, from your profit, from your paycheck, what should you do? Spend in the way of Allah. And also you should spend from what? وَمِمَّا And from what? أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ That we have brought out for you from the earth. Now what is it that comes out of the earth? مَا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ What is it that grows from the earth? What is it that the earth produces? First of all, plants, fruits, vegetables, grains, and they serve as food for people. What else is extracted from the earth? Oil, gold, minerals, different types of minerals. And also if you look at it, even water comes out of the earth. Also if you look at it, the cotton that grows from the earth. What do you make with that? Clothes. So also spend of that which we produce for you from the earth. So basically we see over here that the believers are being told to spend from two types of things. What is it that you should spend? First of all, مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ, from the best of your earnings, from the most pure of your earnings. Previously it was said that الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, those who spend their wealth. What does that show? That a person should spend of the money that he owns, of the things that he possesses, that are his property. Over here Allah says, what you have earned. Yes, a person loves what he owns, but a person loves even more what he has earned. The same money, if somebody gives it to you, if your parents give it to you, yes, it makes you happy. But when you get it as a paycheck, how do you feel? Happier. And you love that wealth even more. It is much more precious to you. So don't just spend of the things that you own, but especially spend from things that you have earned. Things that you have acquired by hard work, by some labor. And over here we see that anfiqu is a command. It's an imperative. And remember that when it's a command, it means that everybody must do it. Which is why some scholars have said that over here, anfiqu, it doesn't just refer to voluntary sadaqah, but it also refers to zakat. That zakat must be paid on whatever a person owns, especially the wealth that a person uses for business trade. He has to take out zakat on that as well. And the second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to spend from is مِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, from what grows out of the earth. And whatever the earth produces, whether it is in the form of food, clothes, gold that has been turned into jewelry, or some metal or iron that has been turned into utensils or tools, into your favorite cutlery, into your favorite stuff, whether it is wooden furniture, because wood also comes out of the earth, grows out of the earth. So all of these things that Allah produces from the earth for you, and you benefit yourself from those things, what should you do? You should spend them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for food especially, a person must spend that in the way of Allah. He should feed other people, whether they are hungry or not, whether they are needy or not. For example, we learn about a hadith which is mentioned in both Bukhari and Muslim, in which a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which aspect of Islam is best? And he said, to give food and to give the greeting to those who you know and those you do not know. Feeding other people, giving food to other people, whether they are needy or not, whether they are poor or not, giving food to people. That is especially being mentioned over here. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And also we learn from this that giving zakat is mandatory on produce as well. That if a person owns an orchard or a farm, so he has to give zakat on that. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. And do not intend the impure. Do not intend to give that which is impure. The word tayammamu is from ya mim mim. And tayammum, what does it mean? Dry ablution? Tayammum literally means qasd, intention. And when a person does tayammum, in fiqh, when it comes to tahara, when it comes to ablution, tayammum is to intend for wudu or to intend for tahara. How? That if a person does not find water in the absence of water, or in the case of severe illness, what does he do? He uses dust or mud. So, because if you think of it, when you rub mud or when you just pat it on your hands and your face, are you actually cleaning yourself? Are you actually washing yourself? Not necessarily. But wudu is means of tahara, of cleanliness. So tayammum is intention of tahara. So tayammum literally means to intend to do something, to set one's mind on something. So la tayammamu, do not intend to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? Al-khabith, that which is impure. What is khabith? It's the opposite of tayyib. So khabith is everything that is considered bad because of its uselessness and because of its poor qualities. Why is it considered bad? Because of its uselessness. It's not useful at all. For example, if a food product is expired, is it useful? And it's khabith, it's not clean, it's not healthy. If a person eats it, he could become seriously ill. So khabith is that which is useless, and that which is considered bad because of its poor qualities. So basically khabith is defective, that which is unpleasant, that which is disliked. And it could be because of different reasons. Because it's old, because it's decayed, because it's torn, because it's been worn out, it's been used a lot, it's outdated. So it could be khabith for different reasons. Basically, khabith things are of two types. First of all, khabith is that which is khabith in the hissi sense, in the tangible sense. Physically, it is khabith. So for example, food that is expired, food that has gone bad, clothes that have been used and worn so many times that they haven't just been faded, the color hasn't just been faded, but probably there are spots of bleach, or maybe the clothes, they're torn, maybe they're ripped, maybe the stitching has become very loose, maybe the zipper doesn't work anymore. So khabith could be in the tangible sense. Similarly, a thing could be dirty, maybe it's rusted, maybe it's completely outdated, maybe it's cracked, maybe it's broken. And then khabith is also that which is khabith in the ma'nawi sense, in the intangible sense. And what does that mean? That thing is not halal. That thing has not been acquired through halal means. It could be money, it could be a house, it could be a chair, it could be a book, it could be anything, it could be a pen. But because it wasn't acquired through halal means, therefore it is khabith, it is not tayyib. So what does Allah say? وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. Do not intend the khabith. مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. From which you spend. Meaning, from which you decide to spend in the way of Allah. Do not intend to spend khabith in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in sadaqah. And when a person decides to give away that which is khabith, why does he do that? Sometimes he's de-junking, getting rid of things that he doesn't need, that are useless, that are broken, that are outdated. And what does he do? He says, okay, let me give it as sadaqah. So he gets rid of the stuff that he doesn't need, and what does he keep for himself? That which is tayyib. Food that is 2-3 days old. Food that is cheaper. Why? Because it's going to expire in a day or two. And you give that to the food bank. And by the time it gets to the needy people, it's expired. And you keep more money. Why? For food that is not going to expire very soon. For your family, for yourself. So when you intend to give in the way of Allah, spend that which is tayyib. Do not even make the intention. لا تيمموا. Do not even make the intention of spending that which is khabith. Because you should give only that which you like for yourself. Give only that which you like for yourself. Similarly, when it comes to giving zakat, don't give that thing in zakat which you don't like anymore. For example, there is a piece of jewelry. You're giving zakat, it's cracked, or maybe it's been worn so many times, it's been used so many times that the color has faded, or it's completely outdated, or maybe the stones that were in the ring or in the necklace, maybe they've fallen out, so you don't wear it anymore, and you say, might as well give this in zakat. Don't intend to give that which is khabith, even when it comes to giving zakat. But instead, give that which is pure. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah commanded the people to spend from the purest, the finest, and the best types of their money. Allah commanded us to spend from what? From the purest, halal, finest, and best types of their money, and prohibited spending from evil and dishonest money. Why? Because Allah is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. And remember that when a person spends that which is tayyib, that which he likes for himself, then what's the benefit? When he spends that which is tayyib, that which is best, he loves it for himself. And when he gives that away, then what's the benefit for that? Best reward as well. We learn in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 92, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. you will never attain the good reward. You will never attain birr until and unless you spend in the way of Allah from that which you love. That which you love for yourself. When you spend that in the way of Allah, then you will attain birr. Then you will attain the reward of birr. We see that many times people go into extremes when it comes to spending. Either they will not give anything. Why? Because I've used it once. Or I myself don't like it. So if I don't like this myself, I don't want to give it away. But it's possible that you don't like it and another person likes it. Similarly, you've used it only once. It's still in a very good condition. And a person who cannot afford something that is new, maybe if you give that thing to them, it'll help them. So we see this extreme in people that they won't give anything. Why? Because they say that they don't like it or they want to give only that which is best. This is one extreme which is incorrect. If something is in a good condition, if something is in a usable condition, if something is of benefit to the other, give it. Because if you don't give it, it's going to sit in your closet, in your house. It's going to rot and become more and more outdated, become more and more useless. So it's better to give that. We see another extreme, that some people, in giving everything away, they even give things that should go in the garbage to those people who need. For example, in the way of Allah, old furniture that's broken, that's been used terribly. The sofas, the fabric is ruined. And what do people do? Yes, we're getting a new set. Let's donate it to the masjid. Let's donate it to the Islamic center. Let's leave it at the Islamic Institute. They will find some use for it. Yes, okay, fine, they will find some use for it. But does it really give a good impression? You go to a masjid and you find sofas that are dirty, or sofas that are so ugly. And in your own house, you would never want to keep that. Never, ever. So we find two extremes. Either you will not give anything because it's not the best, or you will give everything, and including everything, you will give only that which is khabith. And sometimes people don't even give everything. They keep the best for themselves and keep the khabith for others. What is required is moderation. So لا تيمم الخبيث. We learn that Ibn Jarir, he recorded that Barra ibn Azib, he said about لا تيمم الخبيث, that this was revealed concerning some of the Ansar. When the season for harvesting date trees would start, the Ansar would collect ripe date branches from their gardens and hang them on a rope erected between two pillars in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The poor immigrant companions, the poor muhajireen, they would eat from these dates. However, some of them would also add lesser type of dates in between ripe date branches, thinking that they were allowed to do so. And then this ayah was revealed, that no, when you spend in the way of Allah, spend that which is tayyib, spend that which is pure, spend that which you would take home yourself and feed your children, dress your own children with. So give the same thing in the way of Allah. طَيِّبَاتِ, the best things, the best of your earnings. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ. As for the khabith, Allah says, don't intend to give it. Why? Because وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ, while you yourselves would not take it. You yourselves would not accept it. لَسْتُمْ is a form of لَيْسَ. What does لَيْسَ mean? It is not. لَسْتُمْ, you all are not. So لَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ. آخِذِي is actually آخِذِينَ. The word is actually آخِذِينَ. And the noon has been dropped because آخِذِينَ is being connected with he. So آخِذِيهِ, آخِذِينَ is a plural of, just remove the يَا نُون. آخِذ, who is آخِذ? One who? أَخَذَ, one who takes. So you yourselves would not take it. You would not take it for yourself. Take what for yourself? The خَبِيث. إِلَّا, except أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ, that you close your eyes. تُغْمِضُ is from غَيْن مِيم ضَاد. And غُمُض is used for something that is hidden, something that is obscure. إِغْمَاض is to join one eyelash with the other. Just the eyelash. Do not completely blink. It's not to completely blink. It's not to join one eyelid with the lower one. but rather it is to just join the eyelashes. You know when you're almost closing your eyes and your vision becomes hazy, why? Because your eyelashes are in front of you. So this is what Ighmad is, to try to close your eyes. And when a person does this, it's as if he has closed his eyes. Other people might think that his eyes are closed, but actually he can see, but other people who are looking, they might think that he's not looking. So Ighmad is to show to the other that you haven't seen while you have actually seen. So it is to pretend to not see something, to ignore something. You're actually seeing it, but you're showing to the other that you haven't seen it. And basically, this word is used for taking something with dislike, accepting something with dislike. You're taking it only because you're offered. Otherwise, you wouldn't choose it for yourself. And if you refuse, what's going to happen? The other person is going to feel bad. And if you refuse, then you don't have any other option. You need it. It's like if somebody gives you a gift, and it's in a ripped gift bag. Some people actually say, oh my God, this is ripped. And some people, what do? They ignore it. They've seen it, they dislike it, but what do? They ignore it. They pretend as if they haven't seen, as if they didn't notice. Why? Out of courtesy, that you ignore it. Over here Allah says that if somebody were to offer this khabith thing to you, you wouldn't want to take it. And if you were in extreme need and desperate for that thing because you have no other option, then you would only accept it with closed eyes. It would be embarrassing for you to accept it. So therefore, when you give that which is best. Because when you're giving something, you're actually giving it to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's as if Allah is asking us that how would you give something for my sake that you do not like for yourself? How can you give something for my sake, in my way, to my deen, to my masjid, that you would not like for yourself in your own house? And if you were to be given it, you would not like it. You would dislike it. Is the deen of Allah that cheap? Is the masjid of Allah that cheap? Something that you don't like for yourself, how can you give it to the other? وَعْلَمُوا And know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ That indeed Allah is rich and He is praiseworthy. Look at the names that Allah mentions over here. He is ghani. He doesn't need your sadaqah. He doesn't need your charity. He doesn't need your khabith mal. He doesn't need your tayyib mal either. If you're giving in the way of Allah, Allah has given you the tawfiq to do so. So when you give the best. And notice how Allah has mentioned ghani. When you're giving a gift to someone who is rich, someone who is very wealthy, what kind of a gift do you give them? Something that is expensive. Something that meets their standards. Who is Allah? Ghani. The one who is most rich. And when you spend in His deen, you're spending the worst that you have, the khabith that you have, the khabith that you wish to throw away. You go dump it in the masjid. Aisha radhiyallahu anha, when she used to give sadaqah, what would she do? She would perfume that thing. She would make that thing clean and nice and fragrant. Why? Because when you're giving it, who are you actually giving it to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second name that Allah mentions over here is that He is Hamid. He deserves hamd. Hamid is from hamd, and hamd, as you know, means praise. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the name Hamid gives us two meanings. It gives us the meaning of Hamid, the one who praises the other. And Hamid also gives the meaning of Mahmud, the one who deserves praise. So Allah praises those who spend that which is tayyib. But in particular, the meaning of Hamid with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is Mahmud, that He is the one who deserves praise ala kulli hal, all the time. Whether or not someone praises Him, whether or not someone respects Him, He is praiseworthy. Why? Because He is Rabbul Alameen. His status, His rank, His position is the highest. He is Al-A'la. So when you give something for His sake, what should you give? The cheapest thing that you own? No. The best that you own. The tayyib that you own. know that Allah is Ghani and He is also Hamid. Let's listen to the recitation.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
Whenever we spend in the way of Allah, we should not just look at what we are giving, but we should look at who we are giving that particular thing for. Because we're giving it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore what we should give should also be the best, should also be of good quality, should also be valuable, something that we love. Before giving anything away, ask, would I use it? Would I wear it? Would I keep it? Would I eat it? If the answer is no, then we need to think twice. And if you own something and you're living with your parents or you're living with your husband, do you have to take the permission of your parents or your husband before giving that thing away? If that thing belongs only to you and not to them, then you don't have to take permission. But you should inform them at least, if you think it is necessary to. For example, if you give all of your jewelry away, the next day you ask your husband, buy me new stuff. So obviously, I mean, you should inform the people whom you are living with. So basically we see that when we give something, we should remember that we're giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it should be of the best quality as well. And best quality means something that you would like or something that is still in a good condition, that it is still usable. It is not defective. Now, when it comes to spending, spending is of different types. One is to spend on the poor, the needy, to spend in sadaqah. Another is to spend on yourself, on your family, the day-to-day expenditures. And the other is to give gifts to people. Over here, yes, the main thing that is being discussed is sadaqah. But even when we give gifts to people, what should we keep in mind? That it is something that is practical, something that is usable, something that is beneficial. Many times, something's been lying around in the house for so long, it still looks new. So, what do? Like, okay, let me just give this as a gift. And that person whom you're giving it to as a gift, you know that they're not going to use it ever. It's not their taste, it's not their type. But just to get rid of it, what do? We give it as a gift. So we should remember that anything that we give, it should be useful to the recipient. It should be something that is of use to them. It's not going to be a burden for them to keep. And it should be something that is beneficial, something that is good. And remember that when it comes to giving gifts, why do we give gifts? What's the niyyah? What's the purpose? Tahadu, tahabbu. Give gifts, exchange gifts, and increase love. But if you're giving a gift that the other person is going to become very upset by receiving it, are you increasing love or are you increasing something else? We learn from a hadith that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. So whoever loves that he should be saved, he should be delivered from the hellfire. وَيُدْخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ. And that he should be entered into paradise, then what should he do? He should die with faith in Allah and the last day, and should treat the people as he wishes to be treated by them. Whoever wishes that he should be saved from the fire, and he should enter Jannah, whoever wants to be successful, what should he do? Then he should die in the state of Iman, Iman in Allah and in the hereafter. And what should he do? He should treat the people as he wishes to be treated by them. That whatever a person likes for himself, he likes it for others as well. Because only when you give love, then you will receive love. Only when you respect others, then you will get respect. And if you don't respect others, you will not get respect. If you don't show love, you're not going to get love. We learn from another hadith which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So this is the criteria when it comes to spending. Spend that which you yourself like. Now, we see that the problem is that when we spend, we're just looking at the person whom we are giving the money to or the sadaqah to. And we forget the fact that it's actually going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we get lost in the poor person and we forget the purpose, we forget the goal. So we should remember that whatever we're giving for the sake of Allah. Therefore, it should be of the best quality. Because Allah is Ghani and He is Hamid. So show respect to Allah. Show respect to His deen. Then Allah says, الشيطان يعيدكم. Shaytan promises you. The word يعيد is from واو عين دال. And يعيد could be from وعدة, which is promise. So يعيدكم, He promises you. Or يعيدكم could be from وعيد, which is to threaten someone. So يعيدكم, He threatens you. What are the two meanings? He promises you, or He threatens you. He scares you. He frightens you. From what? الفقر, the poverty. When you intend to spend in the way of Allah, and you wish to spend that which is طيب, what does Shaytan do? He comes, and he does his work. And what is that? He whispers to you, or he sends some people to you, who discourage you from spending, and they tell you that if you spend, then you will suffer from faqr. But if you think of it, what kind of poverty is faqr? What kind of poverty is faqr? Faqr is to have nothing. It's different from miskeen. Miskeen is someone who has something, but it's not enough. Faqr, faqir, is someone who has absolutely nothing. So he makes you think that if you give only one tayyib thing away, you will be very poor. But is that reality? Is that the case? No. You might have less, but you can't become completely poor. So الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. And when he threatens you with poverty, what happens? You get scared, and then you don't spend in the way of Allah. And at the same time, what else does Shaytan do? وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And he orders you with fahsha. What is fahsha? An indecent act. Remember, we learned this word earlier as well. Fahsha, fuhsh, is basically used for actions that are clearly wrong, that are obviously wrong. There is no doubt about them being wrong. If you hear of that action, you don't want to hear it. If you see that action, you don't want to see it. It disturbs you. Which is why the word fahsha or fuhsh is used for zina, it is used for homosexuality, and it's also used for other sins. But in particular, the Arabs, they used to call a bakhil person fahish. Fahish, near the Arabs, was who? Someone who is bakhil. Who is bakhil? One who does bukhl. Someone who is stingy. Someone who is tight-fisted. Who doesn't spend, despite being able to spend. So fahish was who? Bakhil. So, وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, meaning he orders you to be stingy when it comes to giving sadaqah, when it comes to paying the zakat, when it comes to spending in the way of Allah. Shaytan commands you to be stingy. You can give more, but what does Shaytan say? Come on, it's okay, 20 is enough. It's okay. 1 is enough. 10 is enough. That's it. Don't give more. You will have less. And sometimes you can literally hear these whisperings, hear this conversation going in your head. So Shaytan is the one who threatens you with poverty, and he is the one who orders you to be stingy when it comes to spending in the way of Allah. And also, fahsha has been understood in another way over here. That what is fahsha? Indecent acts, sins, acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaytan orders you to spend where? To spend in fahsha. Which is why, sometimes, if we go to an Islamic conference, and if you have to purchase a ticket, $20, we're like, oh my god, $20? For learning the deen? This is wrong. And if we have to go to a park or to watch movies, then what happens? $20? Nothing. It's okay. The whole family? No problem. Food? No problem. Even if it's more money at the movies. So يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. He orders you to spend where? In the wrong ways. In the incorrect ways. And remember that when a person spends in wrong ways, then obviously he's going to have less left. Then why would he be able to spend in the acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاللَّهُ يَعِذُكُمْ. And Allah promises you what? مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness. As opposed to the fahsha the shaitan orders you with. What does fahsha do? When a person commits fahsha, he's earning sins. And when a person spends in the way of Allah, he's earning good deeds. And Allah promises him forgiveness, maghfira. So maghfira is the opposite of fahsha. Shaitan orders you with fahsha, Allah promises you with maghfira. Shaitan orders you to be stingy, Allah promises you that if you spend, he will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. مِنْهُ, from him, وَفَضْلًا, and also فَضْل. What is فَضْل? Extra favor. And remember, فَضْل refers to anything, whether it is wealth, or it is knowledge, or it is beauty, or it is strength, status, anything that is a big blessing. And a person desires for it, a person hopes for it. Everybody wants to have it. Which is why if we find free things somewhere, extra things, free, even if you don't like it, even if you don't need it, just because it's free, it's a free sample, what do? Take it. It happens, right? So fadl is extra. You don't pay for it. You don't really deserve it. But it's an extra thing. And because it's extra, people love it, people like it. So it refers to everything that people like, they desire, they want, whether it's knowledge, or it is wealth, or it is beauty, or it is status, success, whatever. So Allah promises you fadl as well. What does the fadl refer to? The benefit, the reward, in the dunya and in the akhirah. And the opposite of fadl is the faqr. Shaitan threatens you with faqr. Allah promises you fadl. Shaitan says if you spend, you will become poor. Allah says if you spend, you will get more. So we see over here that there are many benefits of spending in the way of Allah. First of all, we see that there is maghfirah. There is forgiveness. When a person spends in the way of Allah, he's doing something good. And good deeds erase bad deeds. We learn in the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 271, وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And he will remove from you some of your misdeeds. Also we see that sadaqah is a means of cooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. That when a person has done something wrong, when a person has committed a sin, what should he do? He should give sadaqah. Because sadaqah cools Allah's anger. Which is why the hadith says that follow a bad deed with a good deed, because a good deed will erase it. And we also see another benefit is fadl. Fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this fadl? It is reward in the dunya. For example, a person gives and temporarily he feels some fear in his heart that I will have less or I will become poor. But he still gives it. And what happens? Allah gives him the same thing back and sometimes even more. Isn't it so? Sometimes even more. Just yesterday something happened with me. Somebody I know is unwell and they asked me if I had zamzam. And I always like to keep some zamzam in my house because you never know when you need it, when you would want to have it. And I had only a little bit left. So first of all, I thought maybe I'll give only half or only a little bit. So I thought, no, she's unwell, she's sick, I should give the whole thing. So I made the intention. And yesterday, I got a whole bottle of zamzam. So sometimes, you give one thing and Allah returns it to you exactly. And sometimes He gives you much more than you ever imagined, you ever expected. So Allah promises you fadl. And at the time of giving, we have this fear, I will not have it anymore. But the fact is that Allah is the one who gave it to you in the first place. And if you're giving it for His sake, you think He won't give it to you again? Who is your raziq? Yourself or Allah? Allah is your Raziq. So give it. Allah promises you fadl, He will give it to you in return. And fadl also refers to the reward in the hereafter. What did we learn? What's the reward for sadaqah? Multiplied up to 700 times and even more. So we see that sadaqah does not reduce wealth. As the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةُ مِنْ مَالٍ. When you give it, Allah will give you fadl. Benefit in dunya and also benefit in the akhirah. And at the time of giving, what happens? Shaitan comes to us and says, don't give, you will become poor, you will have less. Don't listen to shaitan. Yesterday we learned about لا خوفٌ عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. When we have things, when we own things, the more we have, the more fear we have. And sometimes what happens? We own something and we lose it. And then we have these regrets. I wish I had given it in sadaqah. But if you give it in sadaqah, before you lose it, before it gets stolen, before it gets destroyed, then Allah promises us fadl. Return in dunya and return in the akhirah. We learned that there are many other benefits of sadaqah as well. In the dunya. For instance, sadaqah averts calamity. Similarly, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. A person does not have fear and he does not have any grief. And you know, this is something very amazing. The more you give, the more confidence you gain. Confidence in what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you give, the more you have tawakkul. The more you rely upon Allah. That if Allah gave me yesterday, and if I'm giving it to someone who is in need, Allah will give me tomorrow if I need it. Sometimes we don't give things away. Why? What if I need it in the future? What if I need it some 20 years from now, from 5 years from now? But the fact is that if Allah gave it to you at the time when you needed it, He will give you at the time that you need it again. And you see that when you give something in the way of Allah, things are sent to you from where you cannot even imagine, from where you cannot even expect. So the benefit of giving sadaqah in the dunya is that a person does not have any fear and he does not have any grief. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. And there are also benefits in the akhirah, such as multiplied reward. And also another benefit in the akhirah, that a person will be shaded under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who gives sadaqah, how? In a way that his left hand doesn't know what the right hand gave. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is wasir, He is infinitely vast, He is all-encompassing, and He is also knowing. What does it mean by this? That He, in His grace, in His fadl, in His bounty, He is wasir. In all of His attributes, He is wasir. So if you are giving one of your things away for His sake, Allah has much more. If you please Him, He can give you more. Why should you be stingy? Give. Wallahu wasi'un. His treasures are endless. He has so much to give. And He is alim. He knows about what you're giving, where you are giving, and how you are giving. So we see in this ayah that there are two ways of spending, or two paths of spending. And what are they? First of all, spending in the way of Allah. Fi sabilillah. And secondly, fi sabil ash-shaytan. When shaitan orders you to spend on that which is fahsha, spend on sins, on acts of disobedience. When a person spends in the way of Allah, what does it mean? Where is he spending? For the development of the deen, in acts of obedience, for the benefit of mankind, for social welfare, similarly for some other higher objectives. And when a person spends on what shaitan commands, where does he spend? On sins, on extravagance, on fulfilling his desires, which take a person away from his purpose. And also we see that shaitan makes us spend on our desires and waste our money. That's what happens. When we spend on just fulfilling our desires, what are we doing? We're wasting our money. For example, you go to the mall, you enter into a clothing store, and you like one shirt, and you like another shirt, and you like a sweater, and you like this, and you like that. I have the money, let me buy it. I can afford it, let me buy it. Even if you know you're not going to use it more than a few times. But what comes to your mind? I can afford it. Yes, I do also give sadaqah sometimes. It's okay to spend on myself. وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Your nafs also has a haqq on you. So therefore, I'm going to spend on myself and I can afford it. So what happens? We buy all those things, we wear them one or two times, and then when it comes to spending, to go to a class, to buy a ticket for an Islamic conference, we think twice. Like, I don't think I can afford that much. You know, sometimes I wonder, people will have the latest bags, they will have the latest shoes, most expensive things. Their faces are covered with makeup, which is quite expensive. But at the same time, they don't want to pay for the fees. They don't want to buy books. Our deen teaches us to spend on that which is useful. The Sahaba, the scholars of the past, Imam Bukhari, so many scholars, what did they spend on? What did they spend on learning the deen? So much so that once Imam Bukhari, he sold even the clothes that he was wearing, and he had nothing left. And because he didn't come to the majlis, he didn't come to the class, he didn't come to the halaqa for a few days, what happened? They found out that he didn't have clothes. Why? Because ilm, knowledge, was so precious to them. They spent on that which is more useful. So shaitan makes us spend our money on just the fulfillment of our desires, and then at the end of the day, we don't have money to give in sadaqah. We don't have money to learn the deen, to buy a good book. Why is it that when we go to the mall, we are so confident about our wallet? And when we go to an Islamic bookstore, I don't have this much money. Oh my God, this book is so expensive. If you go to the university bookstore, the books will be triple the price, four times the price. Why is it that when you have to buy a book of the same price at university, you don't worry? But when you have to buy the book in an Islamic bookstore for an Islamic course, what happens? This is too much. This is too much. This is what we say. So shaitan makes us spend our money only on fulfilling our desires, so we have nothing left when it comes to spending on the deen. Also, sometimes we see that you go to the grocery store, this looks so good, this looks so good, and you buy all of that food, and what happens? At the door of the grocery store, what is there? There's a drop box for a food bank. But we think, I don't think I can afford it. But the same food that we have bought, it goes home, goes in the refrigerator, and it decays over there. It rots over there. Or it gets cooked, and the leftover food is thrown away. And that same food that you threw away, probably you could have bought something for those people who are hungry. So don't listen to shaitan. When it comes to giving sadaqah, what does Allah say? Anfiqu, spend. And I mentioned the hadith to you earlier, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, spend so that you will be spent upon. Spend in the way of Allah, so that Allah also spends on you. We see in Surah Bani Israel, ayah 27, Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Indeed, the wasteful, those people who waste, the extravagant ones, who only spend on fulfilling their desires, and they stop at no limits, who are they? They are the brothers of shaitan. They are the friends of shaitan, the brothers of shaitan. And ever has shaitan been to his Lord ungrateful. Let's listen to the recitation.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
So we see that there are two ways of spending. Spending in the way of Allah and spending in the way of shaitan. And we need to ask ourselves, we need to analyze our spending. Just this past week, or this past month, how much did I spend on myself, on my desires? And whatever that I spent on myself, how much of it got wasted? And how much in this past week, in this past month, have I spent in the way of Allah? We need to ask ourselves, we need to check ourselves, because life is going to go on. And soon it's going to be over. And we can't live heedlessly. We can't. We have to be careful about the money that we spend as well. Because if spent properly, in the right way, it will bring reward. And if spent wastefully, in the wrong ways, then it's going to be a big liability on the Day of Judgment. If you're spending lavishly on yourself, and you're not wasting your wealth, then is it okay if you only give in the way of Allah the 2.5%? I told you at the beginning of the ayah that Allah says, أَنْفِقُوا. You have to spend in the way of Allah, whether you have less or you have more. 2.5% zakat, yes, it is mandatory. But sadaqat, although they're not mandatory, but Allah is telling us to spend. And you should compare, how much am I spending on myself just to fulfill my desires? And how much am I spending on the deen of Allah, in the way of Allah, to please Allah? Allah is ghani, who am I? Faqir. How am I spending on myself, and how am I spending on the deen of Allah, to please the ghani, the one who is very rich? Thank Allah for what you have, and trust Allah for what you need. Many times we're thinking about how people are wasting their money, or how the money is not being used properly, or how the masjid is not decorated or painted or, you know, set up properly. And we're pointing fingers at other people, and we forget that we do the exact same things in our lives. How many times have we wasted food? Have we thrown food in the bin? And how many times have we put food where? In the food bank. We have the drums in the masjid. I think they're pretty empty. Spending extravagantly, that sometimes we have a phone or a gadget that is working perfectly fine, but just because there is a newer model, which of course they have to bring out every few months, what happens? You want to buy that? You get that? And because you're spending a few hundred dollars on it every few months, then what happens? Obviously you don't have money to spend in the way of Allah. And we incite each other to do that. Did you get the newer model?
Assalamu alaikum. I was just thinking how when we send our children to universities, we are willing to spend so much money to put them through med schools. We go into debt for this. Like, we spend thousands and thousands of dollars and we justify it to ourselves. But when it comes to spending in the way of Allah, when it comes to sending our children to learn the Quran, when we come here, for those of us who've come here, you know, we're saying, oh, it's so expensive. The books are like $15, $20 each, you know. It's $100 and I have four children. Like, this is, I'm spending so much money. Yet, you know, we don't think that, why not spend this way? You're getting reward. And like we were told earlier in one of the courses, where all this knowledge that we're getting for the dunya that we're spending thousands and thousands of dollars for, in front of Allah, it's worth nothing. Yet the things that are worth something, we want to negotiate. SubhanAllah.
When it comes to wanting the dunya, desiring the dunya, we don't want to give it away because we like it. We want more. But the fact is that even if the son of Adam were given a whole mountain of gold, or the valley full of gold, or double of that, or triple of that, still his desire won't be fulfilled. So the etiquette that we've been taught is that we should spend in the way of Allah, no matter how much we love that thing. And remember, when you give something that you love for the sake of Allah, then لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Then only you will attain birr.